Rav Chisdo, Mo Chaloi Shova Chomesh B'Sheish. Let's say the Moicher, Reuven, sold something. He sold the Vehema Daka, small animal, for $6, and really it was only worth $5. So it comes out that the Moicher was Ma'ana, the Lekech got gypped 1/6. That's called Mo Chaloi Shova Chomesh. He sold him something that's only worth $5, b'sheish, for $6. So he sold the lekeach, since he was gypped the sixth, he has a right to retract if he wants to. And now the hooker, but now this thing became much more valuable, the yom adal shemayna, now it's worth an eighth. So locher is, mi nisana, we have to go to the beginning now. Who was at nisana? Who got gypped at the beginning? Lekeach. So lekeach is the one that got gypped. Like at the beginning, instead of paying $5, he paid $6 for it. Says so, Lekech yochol achsabai, v'loy mecher. If Lekech wants to, he could be chayzer. But Pshit, in this case, he's not going to want to be chayzer anymore. Because right now, this thing shot up, that's worth $8, so now he's getting on the deal. If anything, the mecher would want to retract. But that's the loch of the mecher has no right to retract. Mishum diyomle, because Lekech has a right to say back to the mecher, listen. Ilu loy anison, they have a motzis hadat evacho. Listen, if you wouldn't have gypped me, if I would have paid just $5 for this, then for sure you can't retract the mecher. Like you sold it to me, it belongs to me now. Hashtar the anison, so what do you want to say, Asmara? Now that you first gypped me, as you charge me $6 for this object that's only worth $5. So, motzis hadat evacho. Now you want to be able to retract later on when this object goes up $10. It's like a svar of lo yeh chayt and iskar. Since you did a chet, you manah me, for sure that's not a svar, you should gain on the deal. So therefore in such a case, lekeach has a right to hold on to this, and he gains the extra money, the fact that it went up in value now. And the Gemara says, V'tana tuna, I'll bring you proof for this. From our Mishnah. Says now Mishnah, Yofois v'nimtzorois, if you wanted to buy good wheat, and it came out, what I gave you was bad wheat, so it says, Lekech yochol achsavoy. The Lekech is the one that could retract, for loy mecher, and not the mecher. And like Rashbam speaks out, the chur pshita, in a normal case, pshita, the owner Lekech could be chayzer. So if pshat is, the chidish of the Mishnah is even in the case, that later on it goes up in price, still the mecher has no right to retract. The Meicher sale took place. It's only up to the Lekech if he wants to retract or not. Now, the Yomar Rav Chizdo also said, Mo Chaloi Shovo Sheish B'Chomesh. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say the Meicher got gypped. The Meicher sold something that's really worth $6 for $5. So really, the Meicher, if he wants to, he has a right to retract. Not the Lekech, for Huzlu. And then later on, it got worth much less for Huzlu. The Yom Dua Gibel, it's only worth $3 right now. So Minasana, who is the one that got gypped at the beginning? Meicher, the Meicher is the one that got gypped. Then instead of receiving $6, he only received $5. Sakor Ponim, Meicher Yochol Achsaboy, V'loy Lekeach. So therefore, who could retract if he wants to? Only the Meicher, and not the Lekeach. Cannot retract. So in this case, now that the value went down to $3, of course the Meicher does not want to retract, because Chachi got his $5 worth. It would only be the Lekeach would want to retract, because now he's losing out, it's only worth $3, and that he can't. Again, the same is for the Yomalei, because the Meicher has right to say it's Lekeach. Ilo loya nison, they have him motos adaptivacho. Listen, if I wouldn't have been gypped the Meicher, if the sale would have been $5 for $5, then neither of us could be chayzer. Hashta now, motzis abate v'chor. Like now that me, the mecher, I'm the one that got gypped, so you want to be able to retract the lekeach, avad there's no svara. And again, the time of tuna, I bring you proof from our Mishnah, because it says in our Mishnah, rois v'nimtza yofis. First we made up you want to buy bad wheat, cheaper wheat, for $5. And it came out that what you received was $6 worth of wheat. You received the good wheat. So it says clearly, Meicher Yochol Achsavoy, if the Meicher, he's the one that got gypped, he's the one that lost out of sixth, He's the one that if he wants to, he could be chayzer. However, v'loy l'kayach. But l'kayach cannot be chayzer. And again, what's the chiddush pshita? Even in the case that gets worth less than what gets worth much less, still he can't be a chayzer. So Moshe says now, my k'mashlon, what's the chiddush on the Rav Chisda? Mas nisni, it's not for the Mishnah. Like, once you're bringing me a proof in our Mishnah, mashma that, you're telling me that's what it says in our Mishnah. So what do we need Rav Chisda for altogether for? So Moshe says, no. If just from our Mishnah alone, haven't been, I would have thought to say, Dilmoder Rav Chisda, Tavayim Motzahad Rebuhu. Maybe in the case of Rav Chisda, where later on it shoots up, or later on the valley goes all the way down. Maybe then both of them have a right to be Chayzer. Or Mas Nisan, and maybe now Mishnah Pshat is, Ho'osalash Minon, to Lakeach Yochol Achzabai. Maybe the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if Lakeach, when the Lakeach got gypped, when he paid $6 for something that's only worth $5, that he has a right to retract. What's the Chiddush? Why? Because the Salk, Ataita Chamina. I would have thought to say maybe Mishum the Siv the Post, it says in Mishlei, Ra Ra, Yemer HaKoina, as the one that buys something even though it's bad. Still, if he needs it, he buys it. Sir, even though it was worth only $5. And he pays $6 for it, but maybe the Maisa he needs it. So once he buys it, even the Lokeah can't retract. Kamashmala, maybe that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that the Lokeah could retract. But from our Mishnah alone, we have no raya that the price shoots up again, that the Mishnah can't retract. Therefore, we need Rav Chisda to tell us no, that whoever could retract at the beginning, he's the one that has the right to retract. And nobody else, the other one, even though the price shot up or the price went down, he has no right to retract. So that's why we need the Chiddush of Rav Chisda even after we have our Mishnah. The Elamites of the Rashbam has another pshat here, and the pshat of Ra-Ra, exactly what the chiluk is. Like upon him, after Rav Chisda, that's the chiddush to the Mishnah. That's the chiddush. The Rav, only the one that was in the sign, he's the one that can retract, and the other one can't retract, even though the price goes all the way up. Then the Mishnah says, Shechamsis v'nimtes levonom. If you ask for red type of wheat, and I only gave you white type. So here we say, it's called the mekach tois. Here we say, Shneim yucholim mahachzabai. Both of them could retract. Omar Papa, Midiktani Lavono, since it says Lavono, which is white, Shema Minuf, may we understand, we hear, Hai Shimsha Sumkti, where it says, like Chamsis, the Shemesh, the sun, means like it got red. Teda bring Uraya, the Kosamka Tzafra, Ufanya, because like it's red, like the sun is red in the morning and the evening. How come we don't see the red in the morning? We don't see the red. We don't see the red throughout the whole day. Nor and who the light bria. It's only because we can't see too good. It's only because our eyesight we can't see it. Really, like the chams or the sun, that is like red. So Kitzur probably just comes to explain like why the Mishnah calls it that the chams or red. Now the Mishnah question. Meisvei, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Umareyu, when the Kohen looks at the Nega, Omuk Minor, it's deep. That the Nega, Omuk is deep inside the skin. Ukemare Chamo, and it looks like what the Mar of the Chamo, Amukem Minatzel, which is deeper down than the shade. Now, Vahosom Lovenhu, Kemare, and here it means love and white. When it says Kemare Chamo, like the Mar of the sun, it means white. We know a neg is only if it's white. So here you see the mar of the chama of the sun is white, not red like we're saying now. So my answer is I'll tell you, kemara chama v'loy kemara chama. What it means over there is it's like the sun, but it's not like the sun. Kemara chama means it's like the sun, the yamukim and atzel. It's more deeper down than shade. But v'loy kemara